USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency says Hawaii's wildfires are like a scene from an apocalyptic movie. Speaking from Maui on CBS's Face the Nation, FEMA Director Deanne Criswell said one of the most shocking scenes was all of the abandoned cars that likely belonged to people who jumped into the water to escape the fire.
It's absolutely heartbreaking to just see an entire community that is no longer there.
At least 93 people are confirmed dead. The top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee says he wants Congress to stay out of the Justice Department's business in the Hunter Biden case.
Republicans demanded this. Chuck Grassley actually wanted Weiss to be the special counsel. Now they're crying foul because they say that Weiss is the wrong guy.
Maryland Representative Jamie Raskin on ABC's This Week criticized GOP leaders who called for a special prosecutor. Washington Democrat Congressman Adam Smith says it's a misunderstanding that some people believe the USA is paying Iran $6 billion for the release of five Americans.
We're not paying the money. It's Iran's money that was sitting in South Korea.
Smith appearing on Fox News Sunday. Five people are dead after a house exploded in a Pittsburgh suburb. The powerful blast destroyed two other homes Saturday and damaged a dozen others. Tragic consequences from an airplane crash in North Carolina. WHKY Hickory radio reporter Rob Eastwood describes the scene.
Two people were killed when a plane crashed into a western North Carolina body of water Sunday morning. The plane went down in Lake Hickory, northwest of the city of Hickory.
The plane took down power lines, which in turn took out electricity for thousands. The heat is on this week for the Pacific Northwest, where forecasters say parts of Oregon will top 100 through Tuesday. This is USA News.
Hey, this is Brant along with Sherry here. And so you hear me doing these spots for MediShare, and Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, okay, Brant, for real, do you recommend this? Like, yeah, for real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff. So family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people my experience has been. MediShare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
Yeah, and see, a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yep. So really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11. 855-BIBLE-11.
Nice job.
Thanks.
GOP presidential hopeful Chris Christie believes former President Trump will sign the loyalty pledge to get himself on the debate stage.
He might not also, but I would not be the least bit surprised if he did. This is about Donald Trump keeping the attention on Donald Trump.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Christie implied the former president might not honor the pledge, even if he does sign it. Trump said he would announce this week if he'll take part in the first GOP debate scheduled for August 16th in Milwaukee. Speaking of Milwaukee, a Wisconsin veteran is celebrating a major milestone.
David Cuff will be 100 years old tomorrow. More than 70 of his family and friends helped him celebrate yesterday at the VFW Hall near Madison. He joined the Air Force when he was 18 and served for nearly 38 years. Cuff says he didn't expect to live this long, and he shared his secret to a long life, saying, "My advice for anyone who wants to be 100 is just to avoid dying." I'm Corey Myers.
And again, Cuff's 100th birthday is on Monday. The Dallas Mavericks and San Antonio Spurs headlined the Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. The class of 2023 honorees include Mavs legend Dirk Nowitzki, Spurs point guard Tony Parker, five-time NBA champion Spurs head coach Greg Popovich, and former Spurs assistant coach Becky Hammon, the first woman to serve as a full-time coach in the NBA. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this